What does it mean when the Bible says there will be a new earth and the earth will burn up? Well, it said that one third of the earth will burn up. And my team and I did a study last week. Jennifer, can you pull up the study we did? We did a study over the last 10 years. During the we've been going through the tribulation the last 8 years. We made it through. And the Bible says that one third of the earth will burn and then a new time will come. Well, my team and I did research over the last 8 to 10 years, and one third of the earth has burned. We bring receipts here. We bring receipts here. Jennifer, can you get that research? You see, you've got to follow people like Dutch Sense on YouTube. You ever heard of Dutch Sense? Dutch Sense is a very amazing man, brilliant man on YouTube. They tried to throw him off of YouTube several times. But what he does is he tracks earthquakes and he tracks fires across the world. These fires have been going on across the world the last 8 years, because I was following Dutch Sense and I was following his earthquake tracker. He was also tracking the fires, and I was shocked at how many fires were going on across the world the last 8 years. So my team got together some research over the last 8 years, because the Bible says approximately one third of the earth will be burned up. It will be burned, and then a new earth will come forth. So it's not like the whole earth is going to be burned to a crisp and then a new earth. It says that one third of the earth will be burned, and that is the work of the demonic. But God allowed it. Why? Because of sin. You see, the four horses of the apocalypse have come and gone. God is the one that sent those horses, except for one horse, the white horse, that's still here. And that's the gospel going out to all the earth. And these were to shake people awake. Apocalypse is simply a Greek word that means the unveiling, the revealing. You see, and where the powers and principalities of the demonic were very, very strong, there were fires there. So my team and I went back through and studied the last 8 years, and Jennifer's got that information. And approximately one third of the earth has been burned in the last 8 years. Based on available data and trends, approximately 8.8 to 9.6 billion acres of land are estimated to have been burned globally by wildfires from 2017 to 2024, 7-year tribulation. One third of the earth will be burned. It's almost exactly one third. The earth's total land area is approximately 36.8 billion acres. 9.6 billion acres have been burned out of the earth's total 36.8 billion acres in the last 7 years. We calculated 26.09% in the last 7 years. That is getting close to 33.3%. We come with receipts here. You see, the book of Proverbs says it's the glory of kings to search out a matter. We are all kings and priests, and we search out a matter here. In the last 7 years, we've been going through the tribulation. We made it through. We overcome. We don't get beamed out of here. And the Bible specifically says that one third of the earth will be burned up, and it'll be like a new earth coming. God is renewing it all. All those places that were burned will be like new. In the last 7 years, we calculated it. We did the research. It was almost one third of the earth's landmass has been burned in the last 7 years. You see, Follow people like Dutch Sense on YouTube. Team, can you put up Dutch Sense link? Not only has Dutch Sense showed you where all the earthquakes have happened across the world, he shows you where all the volcanoes have gone off. He's shown you where all the fires have happened. He puts up percentages. And he even shows you where they've been hitting lasers. That's why they took him off of YouTube like 3 or 4 times. And he even shows you where the star forts are hidden. Where the Freemasons, evil, wicked, demonic people, Jesus called them the synagogue of Satan, both Jews and Christians that pretend to be Jews, that pretend to be Christians. That's the deep state. That's the Illuminati, right? Jesus said he spits them out of his mouth. You know what he said about them? They have to come down and kiss our feet. Why? Because they worship Lucifer, but they're going to have to come and worship the one true God, and they're going to have to worship our feet. Anybody who's a Freemason or has Freemasonry in the bloodline, you better go to my site and repent and get all those covenants broke off. Grandpa, great-grandpa, anybody that has any Freemasonry in their bloodline, better pray my prayer to get it broken off, because it's a covenant with Lucifer. It just is. It is what it is. And Jesus said he knew where they were. And that's the synagogue of Satan. It's those who have covenants with Lucifer and walk around pretending they're Christians, walk around pretending they're Jews. You know, most of the Rhino Republicans are Freemasons. 33rd degree. Have covenants with Lucifer. And they build these, for years, they built these star forts. And what were the star forts for? To communicate with the second heaven and the demonic entities of the second heaven. The powers of principalities. Dutch Sense found about almost all of them. He found one in Scotland that looks like the head of a serpent. But Scotland belongs to God. And President Trump is the actual true king of Scotland. So it was the Freemasons and the Illuminati over the years, same entity. It's a python spirit. It's a demonic spirit, worships Lucifer, communicates with the demons in the second heaven, built these star forts. Dutch Sense found almost all of them. And Dutch Sense has been calculating all the fires over the last 7 years, and it's about 1/3 of the earth was burned. We come with receipts here. Get out of your Freemason churches, y'all. And Jesus loves his church. Most religious establishments, and especially the big TV churches, the big TV churches, the big televangelist churches, are run by Freemasons. You might be sitting next to Freemasons at your church, especially if they're preaching a lot of rapture doctrine. If they're preaching a lot of rapture doctrine, they're Freemason church. Because the rapture doctrine is to squeeze you, to cause fear, give you an escapism mentality, and to keep you from going out and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we have overcome, my friends. We have overcome. We've overcome the tribulation. Revelation 3, verse 9. 3, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, 9, birthing and judgment. Behold, says the Lord, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews but are not. These are Jews and Christian. It's the same covenant. Those who make a covenant with Satan, those that make a covenant with Lucifer, but go around pretending to be Christians, Rhino Republicans. And certain people in government that say they're Jews, but are not. They're Freemasons. They have a covenant with Lucifer. 33rd degree. Synagogue of Satan. Synagogue is a place of meeting. They meet in their lodges. Jesus saw this coming. Behold, I will make them come down and bow before your feet, those of God, and they will learn that I have loved you. They're all getting destroyed right now. They're going to have to bow down and kiss our feet and make sure you've repented for anybody in your family that was ever involved in these Freemason things. I'm telling you. We made it through, y'all. We made it through. Jesus says, to he who overcomes, I will give him a white stone, a white robe, and a crown. We overcame, y'all. Now we're coming into the kingdom age. My team has that information that one third of the earth has burned over the last 7 years, fulfilling Bible prophecy. There's Dutch Sense on YouTube. Hallelujah.